Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Sway Friday. We're so glad that you could join us tonight. Anybody who has opened this message from an archive source, please understand we're on a live teleconference call. That means that people will be dialing in from all over the place. We'll give them just a few minutes to get here. Anytime you want to find out more about Freedom Sway Ministries, you can go to our website, www.freedomswayministries.com. S on freedom, way, W-A-Y, ministries is plural, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S. .com. So, God bless you all, and who would like to say hello while we're waiting for the saints to gather?
Hello.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, I got Claudia, I got Helen.
Yep.
Nancy Vucic.
Nancy, how in the world are you?
Fine. Helene gave me your number, so I'm able to join you.
Well, I am so glad. We haven't talked in years, and I'm glad you're here. God bless
you,
woman.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Who else would like to say hello?
Hi, Vicki.
Hey, Judy. Welcome.
I got the boys asleep.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, so I can listen tonight.
All righty then. Praise the Lord.
I got your books today.
Oh, good. I got your check today.
That's good.
Praise the Lord.
That's my tithe.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank the Lord. He's doing it.
Thought you were paying for books.
Mm-mm. No, I'll be sending you that money.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Who else wants to say hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello. Vicki. I made it too, sis.
Hey, Mitch. Good to have you.
Hey, brother. Hey, sis. Hey, brother.
Hi, who is that?
Annette.
Oh, welcome, hello. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Hello, hello, hello.
All righty. Anybody else? Praise the Lord forever. We're going to give people another minute. I didn't fall down. Say hello, Phil.
Hello, good evening. Shabbat shalom.
Amen. All righty. Would you like to say hello before I mute your telephones?
Hi. Hi, Vicki. Hello, everyone. Good evening, everybody.
That sounds like our Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Bill. Hello. Pardon?
We just said hello.
Hello, hello.
I just wanted to say hello to everybody online.
Well, thank
hello,
you,
hello.
Becky. Welcome to family night.
It's good to
thank
hear
you.
Mitch and Annette, too, both on here at the same time.
I know, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I just wish we could all meet.
we will one day again. Forgive me.
That's right.
3 years ago.
Yeah, many of us got together. So.
At your wedding.
Okay. Anybody else want to say hello before I mute your phones? If not, for anyone who is new on the line, what that means is you will be able to hear us clearly. You won't have any interference. If there is something going on, making noise in your house, no one will hear that. So hold on, and then we'll get started.
Good evening, everybody. This is Phil Burdett here. I'm here with my wife, Vicki, and we are Freedom's Way Ministries. And you have tuned in to the Friday night teaching. You will be blessed. We are presently in a series called Higher Faith, Greater Power, Deeper Peace. Chapter 5 tonight, The Spiritual Force of Faith Does Not Stagger. So get your seatbelts on and get ready. Prepare to receive God's blessing tonight. So put your receiver on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you, Lord, that you are in this word, that you are alive. You are amongst us, Father. You say, "Are two or more gathered, you are in the midst." And we are just blessed and honored to have you, Father, in the midst, speaking your word. Building faith in the receivers, in the children, your children. But thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your anointing on this word. And I just thank you, Lord, that your people will grow in this, be more powerful in you. Our mission is to help you come into your full identity in Christ and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom authority in your life. Kingdom authority. Kingdom living. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this word again. And in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment from hell that would attempt to distort it, blunt it, or distract it in any way from doing exactly what God had intended with this word. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus. And we say, Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Faith is our subject, is a huge subject. And I think we need to further delve into faith as a spiritual force. We've already said that faith is a force in the spirit realm, and it is enforceable in the natural realm by true believers. Those of us who have the Lord Jesus living in us and allow him to work through us, create a huge force in the spirit. It is a force that is unstoppable and able to withstand the worst the enemy has to throw at us. Let's look at some truths about faith. Faith is not a product of reason. Just as you can't talk someone out of fear, you can't talk someone into faith. Hey, in reality, you can't talk somebody into salvation. You can present it, but it has to be the Lord drawing them. But it may help build your faith toward God by hearing testimonies of healings and miracles. But no one can convince you to believe by reasoning with you. Faith is not a product of reason. It is a product of the recreated spirit. Faith doesn't come out of the mind. It comes out of the spirit. In Mark 11, we can see that reasoning does not give us an answer about the things of God. So I'm going to read Mark 11, verses 27 to 33. And they come again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, they come to him, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and say unto him, "By what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things?" And And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will ask you one question, and answer it for me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say, from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? But if we shall say, of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said to Jesus, we cannot tell. That was not a truth. I should say it was an untruth. And Jesus answering said unto them, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things.
There's that qualifying spirit in religion.
Wow.
Who do you think you are?
The religion, yeah.
Yeah. In this passage, these religious men of the day came to Jesus in an attempt to discredit him in some way. What right do you have? Who do you think you are? We don't remember giving you permission to do these things here. Rather than answering their questions, Jesus answered with a question. And this set their minds to reasoning. What can we say? No matter what we say, we're going to look bad. Reasoning in their minds could not give them a suitable answer. We cannot tell, is all they could say. Our human reasoning will almost always factor in not only the things we think we know and the things we have experienced, but also it will factor in what other people might think or how we think they might react to us. You know, people spend way too much time thinking about what other people might be thinking about what they're thinking about. It's not reasonable. Human reasoning can destroy your faith. If the religious-minded people had faith in God, they would have clearly seen the authority of Jesus as being God-given. They would have seen his acts as God-guided. And they would have seen his life as God ordained. There would have been no need to question him. But because they questioned his authority, Jesus knew they were not in faith. He knew they would not accept a true answer to their question. So he eliminated the need to answer it by asking them something he knew they'd be unable to answer. In other places in Scripture, Jesus points out that our thinking is flawed. We cannot figure out the things of God by our reasoning. Mark 8, verses 14 to 17. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it's because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said to them, why reason you because you have no bread? Perceive you not yet, neither understand? Have you your heart yet hardened?
Well, yeah, I just got a thought. It's like everything we are sitting around reasoning about, Jesus is sitting there watching us do that. And he has, you know, he has a response in him. But he actually, we think we're reasoning things out and thinking well, and then Jesus is sitting there listening to us reason because he knows what we're reasoning. That's amazing. That's hard to get your brain around. But in these verses, the disciples are trying to figure out why Jesus gave them a warning about the Pharisees and Herod. The Pharisees are representative of religion. And Herod is the representative of the world. In our minds, we think in terms of what we see and understand about the natural world. Here, Jesus says understanding his words is not a matter of reasoning in the mind. It's a matter of perceiving in the spirit. That is powerful. Jesus says understanding his word is not a matter of reasoning in the mind. It's a matter of perceiving in the spirit.
Amen.
It isn't the mind that matters, it's the heart. Faith in their hearts would have given them the meaning of what Jesus had said to them. But because they reasoned, Jesus asked them this, is your heart still hardened? When we forsake faith for what we can reason out, it leads to hard-heartedness. We are not saying that reasoning is a bad thing. God gave us minds and the ability to reason. However, when it comes to his ways and his thoughts, our reasoning can't come close. In the book of Job, there's several references to Job seeking to reason things out. Why is this happening? He attempts to reason by reasoning with God, but he finally concludes in Job 37, verse 23, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out.
Okay. He attempts to understand. I thought that was something wrong. Yeah, that's okay. So Job was attempting to understand by reasoning with God. But touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. So here, perhaps, is the main concept to grasp. In order to use the force of faith, the spiritual force of faith, we must give up what we think we know. That's a hard one. We must simply trust God. In Isaiah, when God said, come now, let us reason together. The translation for reason together is decide. Decide. It is derived from a primary root, which means to be right. So what God is saying here, when he says, come now, let us reason together, God is saying we need to decide on what is right and true, which, by the way, is always his word, spoken in faith and carried on his spirit. Look at that verse, Isaiah 1, verse 18. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God says here, let's get together so you can see what's right and decide to believe me. In the context of the passage, the Lord has just finished saying that the sacrifices of the people, they're trying to figure out a way to be saved, was an abomination to him. God told Israel, I'm making the way. I am making the way for you to be clean. You can't do it. You cannot figure it out, but you can decide to believe it. The faith we use to receive Jesus as our Savior creates a force in the spirit realm which transforms us from death to life. That is what happened. We used faith to receive what Jesus did for us. And that spiritual force of faith transformed us from death to life. Reasoning with God must always be on His Word and in His Word, moving through our hearts, coming out of our mouth. It is the recreated spirit which produces faith. It is not our reasoning. Again, one of the most important things we can do is to center our lives in God's Word. Put God's Word first. Put it first. Meditate on it. Act on it. I will tell you, those of you who join us in the mornings on our King's Table, and I realize that some of you are all the way across the country, and that would be like 4:30 in the morning for you. That's a little early. But those, you know, those who make those calls, you are putting the Word first. You are giving God the tithe of your day. So put the Word first. Meditate on it. Act on it. Add to that Word prayer in the Spirit, which is your own personal prayer language. And when we do that, we can fully activate the force of faith. When our hearts are not filled with the Word, the force of faith is not evident. Our confessions become only mental assent. Yes, I agree with the Word. Yes, the Word is true. But it's only in our mouth. I mean, in our mind. We're giving God lip service. You know, those confessions that we make, pardon me, they may sustain us temporarily, mental assent confessions, but they will soon fail. Mental confession without heart belief has no force in the Spirit. But when our words are faith-filled from the heart, they dominate the law of death and the forces of Satan. Hallelujah. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is the same as the law of faith and the law of love. It's all the same law. We can and we must refuse to bow our confessions to death laws. Faith-filled words dominate hell and destroy death.
Amen.
And they always have. One of my favorite examples of this is in the three men who were thrown into the fiery furnace. The king wanted them to compromise their faith and worship him rather than worshiping God. Daniel 3:16-18, which says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto you, O king, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image which you have set up. We are not careful to answer you, king. They said, we don't even have to think about it. If it be so, if you throw us into the oven, our God is able to deliver us from the burning, firing furnace, and he will. But if not, if you don't throw us in, we will still won't serve other gods or bow to your images. Some have interpreted their words to mean, if you throw us into the oven, God can deliver us. But if he doesn't deliver us, we still won't worship your gods. That isn't reasonable thinking. Because if, in fact, the king threw them into the oven and God failed to deliver them, there would have been no way they could have served other gods anyway.
They'd be double dead.
They would have surely died in the fire. These three men did not doubt their God. There was no compromise of faith in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And their words were up to heaven and returned in force. The faith-filled confession of these men put a demand on heaven. And Jesus Christ himself stepped in and showed himself to Nebuchadnezzar. He walked in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego for all to see. Daniel 3:24-25. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, excuse me, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Wow, hallelujah. I love, love, love this story. I love it. I love this account because, and I just got to talk about it for a minute. So many people have misinterpreted that. As Phil said, as he was reading out of this chapter, they've really got it backwards. The king said, if you don't bow down, I'm going to throw you in the oven. They said, if it be so, God is able and he will deliver us. But if not, if it be not so, you don't throw us in. And we're free. We're still not going to serve your gods. The unbending, unyielding, unstaggering faith of these men put a demand on heaven and destroyed hell. They knew their God, and they did not compromise. We all need to realize, whatever we compromise to keep, we will surely lose. And I will say that again. What you compromise to keep, you will lose it. The force of faith cannot work in the face of compromise. There is no plan B with God. His yes is yes. And his no is no, and ours should be the same. So let's connect a few scriptures and see just how this force of faith works. Remember, the foundation of it all is love. Faith works by love. So now let's make this connection. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Colossians 1, verse 12 and 13. Giving thanks to the Father, which has made us meet, which means good, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So, first of all, in the verse in Ephesians, we are created in Christ. We are created in Christ. In Christ. Think about that for a moment.
When Jesus Christ was born into the world, you and I were already a part of him. He knew all about each and every one of us. We were then, and we are now, in him. We know that whatever God turns his hand to prospers. Pardon me? This verse in Ephesians calls us his workmanship. So each one of us is uniquely crafted by God, and we are in Christ. In Isaiah 19, God says, Assyria is the work of his hands. Now, we looked up Assyria, and this is what we found. It means in the sense of successful. And the root means this, to be straight, to be level, right, happy, to go forward, be honest, prosper. Knowing that, we can now conclude that as God's workmanship, we are created to be straight, level, right, happy, and to go forward and prosper in honesty. Thank you, Lord.
Next verses, those we read in Colossians, tell us we are partakers of the inheritance, that we are delivered from the power of darkness, and that an exchange has been made wherein we are now in the kingdom of Jesus the Christ, the Anointed One. We are in the Anointed One. Therefore, we have anointing. Think about it. We are in the spirit realm with Christ and his angels, and therefore have an intimate connection to the force of faith, which dominates and destroys Satan and his demons in the natural world.
What?
Oh, I'm going to try. We're in the spirit realm with Christ and his angels, and therefore have an intimate connection to the force of faith, which dominates and destroys Satan and his demons in the natural world. Faith is the force, and we are the enforcers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 18, verses 18 through 20. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. The force of faith worked in love by our confessions as the voice of God activates the angels. According to the word, angels are under our authority. They are standby, ready, or on standby, and ready to work for us. Our profession of faith, speaking the truth in God's word, controls angelic powers. Hebrews 1, verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? That's Hebrews 1, 13. Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Think about that. The force of faith worked in love by our confession as the voice of God activates angels. Angels excel in strength. They work the commandments of God, and they hearken to His word. Don't have strength for the assignment? Angels do. And they are waiting to fight in the Spirit on our behalf. As we lift our voices in the truth of God, not the facts of worldly circumstances, Jesus intercedes for us as the high priest of our confession. This doesn't mean He prays on our behalf. It means He identifies us to His angels. Yep, He's one of ours. Yes, she's in the family. I mean, think about it. He's right there at the right hand of the Father. He doesn't need to be praying to the Father. He's with them. Mm-hmm. Luke 12, 8 and 9 say this. Also, I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Think about that scripture. We can call on angels all day long, but unless we are in Christ and speaking God's holy word in agreement with God, those angels are not going to be released to work for us or to minister to us. They don't fight for us if we're not in agreement with God. And Jesus, the Christ of God, is the one who identifies us to them. If we deny Him, which to me means if we oppose His word or if we contradict His lordship over all things, then He denies us to the angels and they stay put. Praise the Lord.
Amen. If we are not enjoying the reality of the truth of God's word, then perhaps our confession has us bound. When we're afraid to act or confess before we see the manifestation, then we are in doubt and not in faith. Now remember to do that. Confess before you see the manifestation. That's faith. Remember, we cannot be in fear and in faith at the same time, and doubt is a form of fear. So many times we pray for someone and then negate the words we spoke by overriding them with a statement of doubt. We went to the hospital and prayed for old Joe today, but he sure doesn't look good. I don't think he's going to make it. We're all guilty. That kind of confession will not activate the force of faith in the Spirit, which in turn will release the angels to work and change the situation in the natural world. That's a powerful truth. There are five confessions we need to make and hold on to without staggering at the promise. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. So first of all, we need to confess the absolute lordship of Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord over all. Jesus is Lord over Satan through us as we confess Jesus in us, His words, His name. Jesus is either Lord of all or He isn't Lord at all. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus the Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Next, we need to confess we do not have a care. And this is because we completely trust the Lord. And also we realize we can't take care of ourselves anyway. Our lives are totally in His hand. Knowing and admitting I can't do it frees us from a lot of pride. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Thank you, Lord. I don't have a care. I'm not worried about a thing. I'm free. I'm free from worry, fretfulness, care. God's got this. The third confession is that we have no lack. There is no want in our lives because the Lord is our shepherd. He is Jehovah Ra'ah, and He takes care of us. Not because of anything we do, but simply because He loves us. This confession frees us of poverty mentality and self-pity. Praise the Lord forever. Psalm 23, verse 1, this is a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm not going to lack any good thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Next, we need to confess that every single sin, sickness, disease, sorrow, and grief was laid on Christ Jesus so that we do not have to endure them. All God's wrath on sin was poured out on Christ Jesus. We could not possibly take the punishment for our sins and iniquities, and so Jesus took it for us. All these infirmities, illnesses, infections, afflictions, physical malfunctions, those known and those not yet discovered, were absorbed by the Lord Jesus. This confession frees us of health issues and self-condemnation and guilt.
Thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 53, verses 3 through 6. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Thank you, Lord.
All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Finally, we need to confess who Christ is and who we are in Christ. Agree with God that Jesus the Christ is in us. We are in him. And who he is, we are. This brings us back to the first order of faith, to agree with God in what he says about us. 1 Corinthians 1, 30-31. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glories, let him glory in the Lord. The Lord Jesus is our all in all. He's our wisdom, our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. The word says there is a glory of man and a glory of God. The glory of man is nothing without him. Jesus, we declare tonight that all our glory is in you. We glory in the Lord, our Savior.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray together. But before we do that, I just want to go over these five confessions. Confess these things, not just as a mental assent to the Word of God, but as a heart belief, as a faith-filled belief that first and foremost, the Lord Jesus is the absolute authority. Jesus is Lord over all. He is Lord over everything. That is our confession and that is our belief. There is nothing greater. There is nothing stronger. There is nothing that can compare or stand against. Jesus is Lord. The second confession, I don't have a care. There's no worry or fretfulness or anxiety in my life. I completely trust the Lord. I've given over into his care, custody, and control everything I have and everything I am. The third confession, I have no lack. God supplies all my need. He leads me on my way. He takes care of me. And he provides everything for me. Hallelujah. Fourth, every sin, sickness, disease, sorrow, grief was taken by Jesus so I don't have to suffer it. He took it all. I am healed. I am of sound mind. I am stable. I have no health issues. I'm free from self-condemnation, shame, guilt, anything. Hallelujah. Jesus took it all. That is my confession. And finally, I am in Christ. He is in me. And whatever he is, I am. I am who he says I am. Praise God forever. So if you agree with these statements and you want to seal this word in your heart, then I encourage you to pray this prayer out loud. I will lead you through it. The reason we pray out loud is we are the voice of the Word of God. And angels have to hear that word to be released. And the demons need to hear that you're agreeing with God so they can be ready to go from our lives. So pray with me if you will. Father God, thank you that faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit within me.
Thank you that faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit within me.
Thank you that you're showing me.
Thank you that you're showing me
how to develop and use the gift of faith.
To develop and use the gift of faith.
Father, forgive me.
Father, forgive me.
For times I've been busy reasoning things out.
For times I've been busy reasoning things out.
Instead of simply believing your word is true.
Instead of simply believing your word is true.
And acting on your word.
And acting on your word.
Lord, I don't want my heart to be hardened.
Lord, I don't want my heart to be hardened.
Through the unbelief that comes from reasoning in my own mind.
Through the unbelief that comes from reasoning in my own mind.
Help me perceive in the Spirit, Lord.
Help me perceive in the Spirit, Lord.
In even greater measure than before.
In even greater measure than before.
Forgive me, Father, for any time.
Forgive me, Father, for any time.
That I have bowed my confessions to the laws of death.
That I have bowed my confessions to the laws of death.
Rather than confessing the law of faith and love.
Rather than confessing the law of faith and love.
I declare this night. I do not want to compromise my faith.
I do not want to compromise my faith.
And I will not compromise your word.
I will not compromise your word.
Give me faith-filled confessions, Lord.
Give me faith-filled confessions, Lord.
Those that come from your word.
Those that come from your word.
Through my heart.
Through my heart.
And out of my mouth.
Out of my mouth.
Thank you, Father, that I am your workmanship.
Thank you, Father, that I am your workmanship.
Created to be straight.
Created to be straight.
Level.
Level.
Right.
Right.
Happy.
Happy.
And honest.
Honest.
Made by your design.
Made by your design.
To go forward and prosper.
To go forward and prosper.
Thank you, Lord, that I have an intimate connection.
Lord, that I have an intimate connection
to the force of faith in the Spirit.
To the force of faith in the Spirit.
That force which dominates and destroys the works of hell.
Force that dominates and destroys the works of hell.
On the earth.
On the earth.
Thank you that my faith-filled words activate angels.
That my faith-filled words activate angels.
Father, I confess.
Father, I confess.
The absolute lordship of Jesus the Christ.
The absolute lordship of Jesus the Christ.
Over my life and the world.
Over my life and the world.
I confess I have no care or worry.
I confess I have no care or worry.
I have no lack or want. In my life.
I have no lack or want in my life.
Because you are taking care of me.
Because you are taking care of me.
I confess that every sin.
Confess that every sin.
Sickness, disease.
Sickness and disease.
Sorrow and grief.
Sorrow and grief.
Was laid upon the Lord Jesus.
Laid upon the Lord Jesus.
And none of these things has place in me.
None of these things has place in me.
I confess that I am who you say I am.
I confess that I am who you say I am.
I have the wisdom of Christ.
I have the wisdom of Christ.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
In the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
I am sanctified.
I am sanctified.
I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Because of the blood of Christ Jesus.
Because of the blood of Christ Jesus.
Free me now, Lord God.
Free me now, Lord God.
From all doubt and unbelief.
From
all doubt and unbelief.
As I yield these confessions.
I yield these confessions.
And my life.
And my life.
To you and you alone.
You and you alone.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father, I ask that you honor our hearts tonight. Honor this prayer. Follow your word, Lord, with signs. Touch each and every person with a refreshing, a renewal, and a restoration. Give each and every one of us higher faith, greater power, and deeper peace, and that revelation, that nugget of truth that becomes experiential in our lives. It's not sitting in our minds anymore, Lord. Thank you for putting it in our hearts. And I just ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. And if you have a comment or a question, you can push the *6 keys on your telephone keypad. That will put you back on the conference line where everyone can hear you speak. Any comments or questions tonight? Anybody didn't get a chance to let me know you're here? Hallelujah. I think we must have been pretty clear. If you're talking and we're not responding, it's because your phone is muted.
I'm here.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
It's a lot, you know. I have a lot to digest and every day things get better and more clear for me, and I'm just forever grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all are, you're certainly ordained to teach. There's no doubt. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Becky. God bless you. Who else has something?
God bless you.
Anybody got a question or comment? This is going to go on because this is becoming a book. And I need your input. Anything that you that wasn't clear or that, you know, whatever, because we are going deeper and deeper into faith.
It's clear. It's clear. It's just maybe I could listen to this again 4 times.
I'll send you the, I'll send you the link.
More. Okay. And that way I can listen to it in the car too. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, as I was growing in the Lord, I would listen to certain messages over and over and over and over again.
Me too.
Because you just hear something different every time.
I look forward to coming up and being baptized. And I was, so y'all know, I'm trying to set up a time where my niece might come and a friend may come with me.
Okay, that'd be
all
wonderful.
Right.
Okay, anybody else?
Let's do it.
Any other comments, questions?
I just want to say this is my second time around, and it just gets better every time. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you, Claudia?
It is.
I don't know you, but I feel I do. This is Becky.
Oh, hey, Becky. That's what this prayer line does. It brings us together. We were talking
Thank
about that
God.
This morning. Yes, it's wonderful. Thank you.
I hope I meet you soon.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? We'll have to make that happen.
An annual event. All right.
Thank
you,
Claudia. Let's have the first one before we have an annual one. So anyway, does anybody else have something before Pastor Phil blesses us and prays to seal
Thank
this
you.
Word? You're welcome,
Nick.
Thank
bringing the word. Thank you, Dan. God bless you, too, Dan. And I'm making a little noise. God bless.
Thank you, Mitch.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that you seal it in our hearts, in our getting. Help us, Lord, to get understanding. Lord, thank you again. We worship you this night, a night of worship. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for filling us afresh with your word and your Holy Spirit that revives us, that strengthens us, helps us grow in authority and presence in your kingdom. And we thank you with all our heart, Lord. We love you. We worship you tonight. And as Aaron the high priest blessed the children of Israel, the people of God, by God's direction, in Numbers, the sixth chapter, I will bless you tonight with the Aaronic benediction. In Hebrew, actually, in English, God bless you as you receive. This is the way that the Lord blessed the children of Israel. Yivarachach Adonai ve'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai pono ve'lecha yifunecha Yisah Adonai pono ve'lecha v'yisem lecha Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you for all your saints. Camp your angels around them, Lord. Fill them up with your presence, your peace now that passes all understanding. I say touch and heal. Touch with your peace. Fill them afresh, Lord. Give them the refreshing of your spirit this evening as they glorify you with their minds, their hearts, and all their strength. We lift you on high, Lord, and give you all the honor and all the glory. Camp your angels around your people this weekend. Get them on God-filled, glorious weekend with good results in all areas. In the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What is that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we will be back here Monday morning, 7:15 for the King's Table. That's Eastern Time. And again, Monday night, 8:30 Eastern Time again, for another chapter and it is shaping up very nicely. I've been working on it today. Beautiful. Don't miss it. God bless you all.
Very cool.
God bless you.
God Thank bless. You. Good night.
Good night.
Uh-oh.
Love you.
Love
Thank
y'all.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you. Good night.